Jessica Netu wants to break into the political world in a way that could benefit any future children. The Metrolinx environmental coordinator is making a bid for York Region District School Board trustee. Despite not having kids yet herself, she said she wants to make a difference and help all children within the system. Just making sure that any ideas and decisions I'm making are rooted in some science, she said. I don't have children. I think that coming from a different perspective might be nice. Just seeing what I can do to change the school system so that when I have children, my children would benefit from it, and everyone's children might benefit. The 30-year-old is one of four candidates vying for the local public trustee spot, going up against Pamela McCarthy, Shamila Shaquille, and Donald Smith. Netu said she has always wanted to get into politics and saw an opportunity running for trustee, given her passion for education. She said one improvement she wants to see is a stronger emphasis on the value of the trades. With the pandemic and recession, it's a lot different than what it used to be in the job market, she said. The trades are something that, of course, has always been a long-standing option for students. But I think, especially in our age group, I found you were very much pushed toward university. So I think getting back to some of those other options is an ideal thing. The candidate grew up in Bradford, in the Simcoe County District School Board. Having lived in Newmarket since 2018, she said she has had plenty of friends in the area over the years and is building her life here. This is where I want to stay long-term and raise a family, definitely looking to get more into bettering a community. The pandemic has been difficult for schools, she said, adding that public health guidelines should be adhered to. Students missing schools is never a great resort, she said. Masking and just following public health guidelines to the best of our abilities is definitely something that needs to be taken into account. No one wants kids to miss school. Making sure we get support from the provincial government on that is definitely something I want to work on if I was to become the trustee. The candidate complimented the competition and said it is positive that so many candidates are vying for the role. She said she hopes to bring a younger perspective to the position. I do not have children in school, but that doesn't preclude me from wanting to make our public education system better, she said. Just making sure school is equitable for all students, regardless of their socioeconomic status, is a huge deal. That's going to be the forefront of my mind when we're making decisions as school trustees,